This is the Agentic Executive. Today's briefing focuses on a key insight you can use to increase clarity, leverage, and decision-making power. Imagine an automated pricing agent that shifts a major product line overnight, and your margin forecast blows out. You wake up to an email, revenue improved, but customer complaints spike and partner contract strain. You need three answers in under an hour. What changed, why it changed, and what to change next. There's no time to crawl logs that are a mile wide and an inch deep.
Promise. A minimal causal log gives you reconstructability, an actionable signal, and preserved optionality, so you can answer those three questions quickly and decide whether to roll back, patch, or let the agent continue. Today, I'll define minimal causal logs, outline three design principles.
Core insight. A minimal causal log is the smallest structured record set that makes an autonomous decision interpretable and correctable. It's not full telemetry. It's not every intermediate token or system metric. It's a decision-grade summary optimized for three use cases: fast reconstruction for executives, reliable root cause chains for engineers, and compact evidence for compliance or audits. The goal is to preserve exactly the information you need to answer what happened, why did it happen, and what to change next. Section 1. Contextual anchors. Capture immutable context that removes ambiguity. At a minimum, record an intent ID, a policy snapshot reference, and input artifacts metadata. The intent ID ties the action to the triggering objective. The policy snapshot records the exact rules, thresholds, and constraints that applied. Input artifacts are pointers, hashes, or IDs to the data, prompt, or event that produced the decision, not the full payload. With these anchors, you can always reconstruct the state that the agent believed it was operating in.
A quick example. Intent ID equals pricing adjustment 2026-08-01. Policy snapshot equals pricing policy V3.2. Input artifact equals order book hash ABC123. Those three fields let you rehydrate the decision context without storing every customer record. You preserve optionality. If you need to rerun with redacted data, you can, because you didn't process the raw payload.
Section 2. Decision deltas and traces. Log decisions as deltas, what changed and why, rather than full state snapshots. Record the precise action taken, the hypothesis or rationale the agent used, a confidence score, and causal links to upstream events or rules. For example, action equals update price plus 7%. Rationale, demand forecast delta greater than 15% and margin threshold met. Confidence equals 0.87. Parent event, demand forecast run 457. Those causal links let you follow a chain. Output, hypothesis, evidence, upstream input.
Design the delta model so that each entry answers three micro questions. What changed? Which assumption changed? And which piece of evidence moved the needle? That structure makes postmortems fast. Instead of hunting through telemetry, you can run a short causal walk. Find the action, inspect linked hypotheses, then review the evidence snapshot.
Also log minimal human interventions. Who intervened, why, and what override was applied. Even a single field, operator override equals actor ID, ops lead 21, reason, emergency margin limit, override policy true, can prevent confusion later when teams disagree about why an agent stopped or started a behavior.
Section 3. Versioned evidence and observability. Tie each decision to model and data fingerprints. Record model version, model fingerprint, data snapshot ID, and a short human-readable evidence summary. If behavior shifts after a deploy, those fields make it explainable. You can see if a new model or an updated dataset coincided with the change. Keep evidence snapshots compact. Feature hashes, aggregated sample statistics, or a single representative example, not full datasets.
Now, the practical deployable plan. A 72-hour pilot.
Pick one high-impact workflow, pricing adjustments, content moderation decisions, or automated outreach. Instrument the pipeline to write the three minimal fields for every decision. Anchors, intent ID, policy snapshot, input artifact ID. Delta, action, rationale, confidence, parent event, and evidence versioning, model version, data snapshot ID, evidence summary. Run the agent in production for 72 hours with logs written to an access-controlled store and a short retention window for raw artifacts.
Monitor three metrics during the pilot. Reconstruction time, how long it takes to answer the three core questions for a single event, false positives, where the log suggests an issue but investigation shows normal behavior, and intervention rate, how often humans need to step in. Those metrics tell you if your logs are useful, noisy, or missing a critical anchor.
Clear action step you can run this week. Pick one decision path you care about. Instrument three required fields for that path: intent ID, action delta with rationale, and model version. Then run a one-week shadow replay. Shadow replay means the agent produces decisions and logs, but a controller blocks automated execution. Review the logs daily, run three quick reconstructions, and iterate on the evidence summaries. If the pilot reduces reconstruction time and lowers intervention ambiguity, expand the pattern.
Risks and mitigations in brief. Don't log everything. Limit logs to structured fields, redact PII at capture, encrypt at rest, and enforce role-based access. Start internal and low sensitivity. Second, avoid creating noise. Design concise evidence summaries and retention rules so your audit trail stays decision grade instead of becoming a data swamp.
Recap. Three takeaways. One, anchor decisions to immutable context. Two, express decisions as deltas with causal links. Three, version model and data evidence so behavior changes are explainable. Immediate next step? Instrument those three fields on one high-impact path and run a shadow replay for a week.
If you found this useful, subscribe to the Agentic Executive for daily intelligence briefings that translate complex technical design into immediate operational leverage. Stay agentic. Make your next move count.
You've been listening to the Agentic Executive. Apply what you learned today and make your next move count.